由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. I'm glad you joined us again.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，好高兴你能够收听我们的节目。
Last time we ran out of time, so I want to tell you the rest of this story today.
在上集的节目里面，我们的时间不足够，那今天呢，我就要继续讲剩下下来的部分了。
I hope you are prepared with your Bibles and ready to listen.
希望呢，你已经准备好圣经，听我讲了。
The Bible gives us a third type of mourning.
圣经呢是讲俾我哋听第三种嘅哀恸系点嘅。
It is this type of mourning that Jesus uses here in this passage of Matthew 5.
就系呢喺马太福音第五章里边耶稣所讲嘅哀恸啦。
When he said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted."
佢话哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
This type of mourning is a godly mourning.
这种的哀恸呢，是一种属神的哀恸。
This type of sorrow is godly sorrow.
这种的忧伤是一种属神的哀伤。
This type of mourning will mature you to full stature of Christ.
这种的哀恸呢，是会令到你更加成熟，更加似基督的。
In the first beatitude, Jesus said that the entrance into the kingdom of heaven begins with being poor in spirit.
讲到第一种的福气的时候，耶稣就说进天国的入口就是要虚心。
And poverty in spirit is going to lead you into mourning over sin.
而虚心呢，就是承认自己在灵里面是穷乏的，这样就会引导你为你的罪业去哀恸了。
And those who are poor in spirit will become those who will mourn.
所以虚心的人呢，就会成为哀恸的人。
It was of this type of mourning that the Bible said Peter mourned after he denied the Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经话彼得因为不认主耶稣基督，于是呢就哭泣了。其实呢，这里所讲的正正就是这一种的哀恸了。
The Bible said he wept bitterly.
圣经记载说彼得当时呢是痛哭的。
And the Aramaic word that Jesus uses here,
耶稣在这里所用的是亚兰文，
means that heartfelt grief.
意思就是真心实意的哀伤。
It is not an emotional feeling.
这个并不是一种情绪上面的感触。
In fact, it has nothing to do with emotion.
其实是完全跟情绪是无关的。
It is a deep inner feeling of anguish.
这个呢，是一种深层次的内在的一种的痛苦。
That same word is used in Genesis 37.
同样的一个词语呢，是都用在创世纪的37章的。
When Jacob's boys came and lied to him and told him that Joseph was being devoured by an animal.
就是呢，当雅各的那班的仔来到雅各的面前，是向他讲大话，话约瑟已经被野兽吞吃了。
He had inner mourning.
那当时呢，雅各听到这个消息呢，个心呢就深深伤痛了。
It is used in Mark 16:10.
而在新约圣经马可福音16章10节那里呢，亦都同样用了这个词语。
When the disciples mourned before they knew that Jesus was raised from the dead.
亦即是呢，当门徒知道耶稣是从死里复活之前，即是说在他们还未知耶稣是复活了，那么那门徒呢，就是哀恸哭泣的。
It's the same word that is used in the book of Revelation chapter 18 and verses 11 and 15.
那在启示录的18章11节和15节呢，亦都用了这个同样的词。
Where it is said that when the world economy collapses,
当我们讲到世界的经济崩溃的时候呢，
and the business people will mourn over the situation.
那很多做生意的人呢，都为了这种的局面呢，就会呢，是哀伤哭泣了。
That is the kind of mourning that Jesus is talking about.
呢一种呢就是主耶稣所讲的哀恸了。
A deep inner agony.
是一种深层次的发自内心的巨大的痛苦。
It is a mourning that you and I must feel toward our sin and disobedience.
而你同埋我当面对我哋嘅罪同埋我哋嘅悖逆嘅时候呢，都一定会感到哀恸嘅。
Let me tell you a story.
让我咧同你分享一个故仔啊。
In Dundee of Scotland,
在苏格兰一个叫做 Dundee 的地方，有一个译法叫做敦提。
There was a famous preacher.
那里有一位著名的传教士。
His name was Robert Murray McChaney.
他的名字就是叫做罗伯特·麦里·麦克扎尔。
He died at the age of 30.
他30岁就离开这个世界了。
And one day, a young minister came to visit his church.
有一天，一个年轻人呢就来参观他的教堂。
He asked the man in the church to tell him what is the secret of McChaney's power.
他就问教堂里面的人，麦克扎尔这个人有这么大的能力，他的秘诀究竟是什么呢？
McChaney was instrumental in leading many people to Christ all over Scotland.
他这样问是因为麦克扎尔在苏格兰呢是全国的地方呢都带领人归主，是非常之有成效的。
The old sexton looked at the young man and said, come with me.
那看管教堂的老人呢就回答说，请你跟我来啊。
He led him into the church.
就将这个年轻人呢带到入去教堂里面。
And then into the study.
之后呢就来到这个图书室。
And he showed him some of McChaney's books.
咁佢咧就攞出一啲麦克扎尔嘅书俾佢睇啦。
Some of these books were still there.
而家咧呢啲书仲喺嗰度嘅。
He motioned to a chair that McChaney used to sit in.
佢咧就指住一张麦克扎尔经常坐嘅凳。
He said to him, "Sit down here."
佢对后生仔讲话：你坐低啊。
And the visitor obeyed.
咁呢个后生仔咧就照佢所讲嘅做咗啦。
He said, "Now put your head on your hands."
然后老人家就话：好啦，现在将你嘅头枕喺你嘅手上边啦。
And the young man complied.
咁呢个后生仔咧就再次照样做啦。
He said to him, "Now let tears flow, for that's what McChaney did."
老人跟住对佢讲：请你而家就流眼泪啦。喺过去，麦克扎尔就系咁样做噶啦。
Next, he led him into the church building.
之后他又带他去到教堂的里面。
And they went up to the pulpit.
他们呢是走到去讲台上面。
And he said to him,
咁老人家就对年轻人讲，
Put your elbows on the pulpit.
他说将你的手踭放在讲台上面呢。
And the visitor did.
年轻人又照做了。
Then the sexton said,
之后老人家又说了，
Now put your face between your hands.
他说现在将你的双手是掩着你的面呢。
And the young man complied.
那年轻人同样都照样做了。
The sexton said,
老人家就说了，
Now let tears flow.
他说现在你就哭了。
That's what McChaney used to do.
他说麦克扎尔在当年是经常都这样做的。
Jesus said,
主耶稣这样说，
Blessed are those who mourn.
他说哀恸的人有福了。
Jesus is not saying that happiness comes from the act of mourning.
耶稣并没有说幸福是来自哭泣这种行为的。
Jesus is saying that happiness comes with what God does in response to your mourning.
而是说神要回应你的哀恸，而他的回应就是你幸福的来源了。
Happiness comes with forgiveness and the healing that results from such mourning.
你嘅哀恸会带嚟宽恕同埋医治，所以咧就会带嚟幸福啦。
God's comfort can only be experienced by those who are prone to weep over their sin and not gloss over it.
只有系为咗罪去哀哭，我哋先至能够经历神嘅安慰。但系掩饰自己罪过嘅咧，就唔能够经历得到啦。
Godly mourning brings God's forgiveness.
属神嘅哀恸可以带嚟神嘅宽恕。
And God's forgiveness brings God's happiness and comfort.
而神嘅宽恕咧，就带嚟神嘅赐福同埋神嘅安慰。
This is the kind of mourning that Jesus is talking about.
这一种的哀恸呢，就是主耶稣所谈论的哀恸了。
He is not speaking about the psychological and emotional experience that makes people feel bad sometimes.
他并不是呢，指那种令到人觉得难过的心理或者是情绪上的一些的经验。
The world says,
这个世界里面很多人呢是这样讲的。
That when you find yourself in trouble,
他说当你发现自己是身处困境的时候
Work your way out of it.
那呢你就想办法努力去摆脱这些困境。
Or grit your teeth a little harder.
或者呢更加的咬紧牙关。
Or lift your chin up a little higher.
或者呢是更加的扬起你的下巴。
Or plaster a smile on your face.
又或者呢你继续强颜欢笑。
But that's not what Jesus is saying.
但是这些呢都不是主耶稣所讲所指的。
Jesus said,
主耶稣说
that the only way to be happy,
唯一得到幸福的方法
the only way you can have a genuine smile,
唯一可以呢是为你带来真正欢笑的方法
the only way that you can be truly comforted,
亦都系唯一让你能够得安慰嘅方法
，is when you confess and you mourn over your sin，
就系咧去承认自己嘅罪，并且为自己嘅罪咧深深悔过。
What I want to tell you comes from my heart，
让我咧诚心嘅话俾你知。
When you have a secret sin in your life，
当你嘅生命里边有一个不可告人嘅罪嘅时候咧。
No amount of positive thinking will help you.
再积极、再正面的想法都不能够帮到你。
No amount of hard work will hide it.
再多的工作都不能够去掩盖这些罪。
No amount of self-affirmation is going to heal you.
再多的自我肯定亦都不能够去医好你。
Sin and happiness are completely, totally, absolutely, positively incompatible.
罪和幸福是绝对完全没办法相容的。
Sin and happiness cannot coexist together.
罪和幸福是不能够共存的。
Mourning over sin brings forgiveness of sins.
为罪哀恸可以带来赦免。
Forgiveness of sin brings true joy and happiness.
罪得赦免就可以带来真正的快乐和幸福。
Joy and happiness can only be experienced through mourning.
幸福和快乐只有呢是在哀恸之中才能够体会得到的。
There is no other way.
是没有其他方法的。
I know there are some people, who want to be foolishly happy.
我知道有些人是在这里追寻着虚浮的快乐。
They want to be frivolously happy.
他们要的是空洞的快活。
They want to be self-sufficiently happy.
他们喜欢靠自己去寻开心。
Or indulgence happy.
或者呢是纵情声色享乐。
But listen to what James said.
但请你听一听雅各所讲的说话。
To all of these people.
他是怎样去跟那些人讲的呢？
He said, be miserable and mourn and weep.
他说你们要受苦、悲哀、哭泣。
And let your laughter turn into mourning.
将喜笑变作悲哀。
And your joy to gloom.
欢乐变作愁闷。
I did not write this.
头先嗰番嘅说话咧，并唔系我讲嘅。
The word of God said this.
而系神嘅说话，的确系咁样讲。
Now, don't misunderstand me.
嗱，请你咧，而家系唔好误解我啊。
The Bible recognized legitimate sense of humor.
圣经咧，其实系认可合宜嘅幽默感嘅。
And I'm not against sense of humor.
我亦都唔反对幽默感。
I'm not talking about mourning versus laughing.
我并冇话哀恸同欢笑系势不两立嘅。
In fact, the book of Proverbs, chapter 17, verse 22 said,
实际上，箴言嘅十七章二十二节嗰度话，
A joyful heart is a good medicine.
佢话喜乐的心乃是良药。
But the heart that rejoices in sin is not taking medicine, it is taking poison.
但是享受最终之乐呢，咁就唔系喺度食药，而系呢喺度饮毒药啦。
It is like a sugar-coated poison tablet.
就好似呢一粒系包住咗糖衣嘅毒药。
Please, I don't want you to misunderstand this text.
请你留意啦，我唔希望呢你系误解咗当中嘅意思嘅。
Jesus is not talking about the morbid type of mourning.
耶稣唔系讲一种恶性嘅哀恸。
He is not talking about the despairing type of mourning.
佢唔系指嗰种令人绝望嘅悲痛。
He is not talking about that false humility type of mourning.
佢亦都唔喺度讲嗰种假谦卑嘅哀恸。
In fact, true mourning over sin does not focus on ourselves at all.
实际上，真正对罪嘅哀恸系唔会只系谂到自己嘅。
True mourning over sin does not even focus on the sin itself。
真正系对罪嘅哀恸，亦都唔会只系单单睇罪恶。
True mourning focuses on God who forgives us our sins。
真正对罪嘅哀恸系专注咁样仰望嗰位宽恕我哋罪过嘅神。
When Paul made his famous statement in Romans 7, Wretched man that I am,
当睇到保罗喺罗马书嘅第七章发出嗰个佢著名嘅哀叹，我真是苦哦，呢个时候，
I am convinced in my heart that the context of this passage was mourning over sin.
我确信今日嘅信息所讨论嘅系因为罪而起嘅哀恸。
However, he does not dwell there.
但系保罗咧就冇停喺嗰度。
He goes on in verse 25。
佢咧就喺25节嗰度咧继续讲落去。
And says，
佢就话啦
，The way to victory is through Jesus Christ our Lord。
佢话靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
Paul knew where to get the victory。
保罗知道点样能够获得胜利。
But he also knew that the victory of yesterday will not stretch for tomorrow.
但是他同时亦都知道，昨日的胜利是不会延续到去听日那里的。
And the victory of tomorrow will not stretch to the day after.
而听日的胜利呢，亦都不会延续到后日。
And the victory of last year will not last for the victory for next year.
去年的胜利亦都不会呢，是延续到下一年。
The victory is a daily conquest.
胜利咧系需要每日去争取嘅。
Have you ever asked yourself what are the marks of Christian maturity?
你有冇曾经问过自己乜嘢系基督徒成熟嘅标志呢？
Certainly you know that you're not sinless.
当然你知道自己咧并唔系冇罪嘅。
So maturity cannot mean sinlessness.
所以所谓嘅成熟咧，并唔系指我哋冇罪。
That will happen in heaven.
冇罪咧，只有喺天堂里边先至能够实现到嘅。
The mark of spiritual maturity is growing awareness of the sinfulness of sin。
属灵嘅诚实就系慢慢知道罪恶嘅本质。
The apostle John said，
使徒约翰呢曾经咁样讲过。
If we say we have no sin，
佢话我哋如果话自己系冇罪嘅
，we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us。
咁咧就系自欺，真理咧就唔喺我哋里面啦。
But if we confess our sins，
我哋如果承认自己嘅罪
，or in other words， if we mourn over our sins，
或者换个讲法，如果我哋为自己嘅罪哀恸嘅话
，God is faithful and just and He will forgive us our sins。
神是信实的，是公义的，一定要去赦免我们的罪。
And cleanses us from all unrighteousness.
洗净我们一切的不义。
I want to illustrate to you what I mean by the sinfulness of sin.
让我呢和你举一个例子去说明神的本质是什么意思呢？
The Romans sometimes compelled a captured enemy soldier to be joined face to face with a dead body.
在罗马帝国的时期，有些俘虏呢是被迫同一具的死尸面对面地绑在一起的。
There they remained until the horrible effluvia destroyed the life of the living victim.
他们一直呢都是绑在一起，直到那具恐怖的死尸呢，他身上的恶臭是熏死了那个仍然生存的俘虏的。
Virgil, the Roman writer, described this cruel punishment this way.
罗马作家维吉尔咧系咁样描述呢一种嘅酷刑嘅。
The living and the dead at his command were coupled face to face.
佢话活人同埋死人系被逼面对面嘅。
Hand to hand
系被逼手握手嘅。
Until choked with stench。A loathsome embrace tied the living wretched pine away and died.
直至到咧，活人系被死尸嘅臭气系熏到窒息，咁呢种恐怖嘅经历咧，系一直折磨住嗰个可怜嘅人，直到佢死去嘅。
And now, my dear listener,
我亲爱嘅听众朋友
，hear me right，
请听清楚我所讲嘅。
Spiritually speaking, this is what sin does.
从属灵的意义上面讲呢，罪亦都是这样的。
Spiritually speaking, this is sin.
从属灵的意义来讲呢，这个呢亦都是一种的罪。
You are face to face with a dead body, and you stay there and stay there.
你和一具死尸面对着面这样去绑在一起，你呢一路都是在那里没有离开过。
Eventually, it will choke you spiritually.
最后呢，就是会扼杀了你的属灵生命了。
Until you mourn over sin, and until you confess your sin, you will not receive God's comfort.
除非呢，你是为你的罪去哀恸，承认自己有罪，否则呢，你就没办法得到神的安慰了。
God promises that just as our mourning over sin rises to heaven,
神答应我们，当我们为自己的罪去忧伤、去痛悔的时候，我们的哀恸会直达到天上。
By return mail, you receive comfort immediately.
神呢就会回应你讲话，你即刻就可以得到安慰了。
There is no waiting time.
是不需要你去等很久的。
Comfort will be received immediately.
很快呢就会是得到安慰的了。
I think we all know the comfort of a father or a mother.
我想大家呢都体会过父母给我们的安慰了。
But I want to tell you that the comfort of God is much greater.
但让我告诉你听，神是会给更加大的安慰你的。
Have you ever experienced the comfort of God in your life?
你有没有经历过神在你生命里面给你的安慰呢？
I have.
我就有了。
There are times when I feel thatI'm least deserving of his comfort, and yet his comfort surrounds me.
有好几次，我觉得自己根本唔配得到神嘅安慰，但系佢嘅安慰咧，系整个人咁样去包围住我嘅。
He will comfort us completely in heaven, but he also comforts us here.
将来喺天堂里边，我哋会得到佢完全嘅安慰，但系今日喺地上，佢同样都会安慰我哋。
In heaven, the comfort will be permanent.
在天堂里面，安慰呢是永远的。
For the Bible said that he will wipe away our tears.
因为圣经说他会抹干我们的眼泪。
How?
怎样去做呢？
because there will no longer be any mourning over sin.
就是呢，因为在那个时候是不再因为罪而去哀动的了。
What are other things that stop Christians from proper mourning over sin?
但是在今时今日，还有什么的因素是拦阻了基督徒为罪去哀动呢？
First of all,
其实呢，第一种的因素就是
conceit,
是自负。
Conceit will always hinder you from mourning.
自负呢，总是会阻止你去表达你的哀动的。
What do I mean by conceit?
我所讲的自负是指什么呢？
Conceit will always tell you that there is no need for proper mourning.
自负总是告诉你，没什么必要是去哀动的。
Conceit blames other people.
自负也都令到我们去责怪其他人。
Conceit tells you that the problem is with your spouse or with your parents or with somebody else.
自负就对你说，问题是出在你的配偶、父母或者其他人身上。
This will hinder you from mourning.
这个就会妨碍你去痛悔了。
And subsequently is going to hinder you from receiving comfort.
然后就阻挠你去接受安慰。
Then there's a second thing.
还有第二样的因素。
A callus will grow on any part of the skin just by rubbing on for a little while.
只要你在皮肤上面任何的部位是摩擦一段时间，那么自然就会生一些疹出来了。
We become insensitive to God's voice, and our hearts grow callous to sin, and consequently, we do not mourn.
我哋唔再敏锐于神嘅忠告，咁我哋嘅心咧就好似起咗疹一样，使到我哋咧唔再为罪去哀动啦。
I have talked to people in the past who said to me,
喺过去曾经有人同我讲
，They'll be living in sin, and when I counsel them about repenting and mourning over sin, they would say, everybody sins.
他们将会继续生活在罪里面，当我劝他们要悔改为罪哀动，他们就说人人都犯罪的。
They say, I know my sin is bad, but not as bad as somebody else.
他说我知道我有罪是不好的，但是我不似得其他人那么差。
No, but Jesus said, blessed are those who mourn over their sin, for they shall be truly comforted.
不对的，耶稣说哀动的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Then there is something else that hinders people from mourning.
还有一些其他的因素呢，是阻止人为罪去痛悔的。
And it is despair.
就是绝望这种的因素了。
What despair does is excuse sin.
绝望令我们为罪去找藉口。
Despair denies the fact that God is calling us.
绝望否定了神呼召我们的事实。
He is even longing for us to come and mourn over our sin.
他极其盼望我们能够去到他面前为罪痛悔。
So that we may receive his comfort.
这样我们才能够得到他的安慰。
Do you know that God longs to comfort you tonight?
你知道神今天就期待要来去安慰你吗？
It is my prayer that you'll experience his comfort tonight.
我祷告，盼望你今日就能够经历到佢嘅安慰。
Until next time, I pray for God's comfort.
愿神大大赐福俾你，我哋下次节目时间再见。